into another little section of a lesson here, hopefully to help us as we get ready to go into our week of prayer. We want to talk about we must receive the Holy Ghost. We must receive the Holy Ghost. And our text scripture is going to be coming from Acts chapter number 1, verses number 4 and 5. Acts chapter number 1, verses number 4 and 5. I believe you have it at the top of your bulletin there, or your little lesson outline. It says, "And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." All right? Now, from that text, we are noticing a couple of key words that we want to pull out from the scriptures there. And this is Jesus. This is Jesus talking to the disciples right before he's getting ready to ascend back into the heaven. And these are a portion of his last words with them. Now, the way that the Gospels are set up, you look at each one of the end of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and to some degree John also, but not John, not the last chapter per se, but the last section of John. But Matthew, Mark, and Luke, definitely, the last parts of those Gospels end up right where the book of Acts picks up. So where the gospel ends, if you jump over to Matthew 28, the last chapter, where that last chapter, last verse ends, that's where the book of Acts picks up. So the end of the gospels and the beginning of Acts are recording the same time period. The same time period is happening, but just a different writer's view. Now, Luke is the exception because Luke was the same one that authored the book of Acts. So if you really want to understand the flow of the Gospels into Acts, Luke is really your guide because, again, the book of Luke and the book of Acts were written by the same author. Now, when Luke wrote his book, the latter part of his book, he emphasized the importance of the name. He emphasized the importance of the name. He says that if you jump over to Luke chapter number 24, now this is not in your notes, but I just want to make sure I bring it out. Luke 24, verse number 47, verses 46, starting at 46 down through 49. Says, "And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to do what? Suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day." Now, this is Jesus talking about himself. He said, it was already written that I had to do what? Suffer. Remember Isaiah? Isaiah recorded the suffering of Jesus. Psalm recorded the suffering of Jesus. And in verse number 44, Jesus reminded them. Remember, the Bible or the scriptures that they had at that time was the Old Testament. He reminded them that when you read this part of the writing in the prophets and in the psalm, it has already been fulfilled and accomplished. When you read Psalms 22 and you read Isaiah 53, he's talking to his disciples saying, this has already been accomplished. That's what he's talking about when he says, it is written, thus it behooved Christ to suffer. I had to suffer. Had to suffer what, for what reason? To pay sin's price. I, Jesus is saying this, I am the sacrifice for sin. This is why I came in the flesh. I did cry out on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then you heard what the psalm writer said, why God got out of that body. He says, because he's righteous, because he's holy. He wants nothing to do with sin. He have made him to be the sacrifice for sin so that you and I won't have to face sin's judgment. Those that want to be saved, you don't have to face sin's judgment. You follow the Lord's plan of salvation and you let what he did be your payment for sin. Now, if we look at what he says, it would behoove Christ to do what? Suffer and to do what? To rise from the dead. He didn't stay in the grave. Scripture says, one writer says he only tasted death. He went down to pay sin's price. Sin's price is what? Death. The wage of sin is what? That's right. The wage of sin is death. He paid sin's price. So that's why it says it behooved Christ to suffer, to do what? To rise from the dead the third day, right? And that repentance. That's right. So when a person wants to bring an end to sin, this is what he is saying here in that verse, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. Everybody see that? Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. Among who? All nations, right? It's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's not a thing for the United States. It's not a thing just for the African continent or the Asian continent. Among who? All nations. All nations need the name of Jesus. If they want to be saved, all nations need the name of Jesus. It is the name of Jesus that will bring you to what? Repentance? It is the name of Jesus that will allow you to get sin removed from you. And it's not all, that's not all that the name will do. The name also in verse number 49 will allow you to be endued with power from on high. Verse number 49 says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you." But do what? Tarry. That word tarry means to wait, right? "But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from" where? Now that's the key there, to let us know that the gift of the Holy Ghost is coming from on high. The gift of the Holy Ghost is coming from on high. Now jump over to John really quick. Matthew, Mark, Luke, the book of John. Chapter number 14. Starting at verses number 13. And then hold your finger there and look at, you got your bulletin there with the scripture in Acts 1 and 4. Now notice in Acts 1 and 4, as I said, the key words. I want you to pull these key words out. Says, "And being assembled together with them, commanded." Everybody see that? That he commanded them that they should not depart from where? Jerusalem. Now, remember what you read in the book of Luke. It says, you're going to be endued with power from on high, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, right? It says, but they should not depart from Jerusalem, but do what? Wait. Luke said, tarry. Acts said what? Wait, right? Tarry means to do what? Wait, right? Wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, right? John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And we already know that the Holy Ghost is the gift that is coming from on high. You shall be endued with power from where? On high, right? Now, John, chapter number 14 and verse number 13 is very important because it lets us know the key to getting the power from on high. Verse number 13 says, "And whatsoever you do what? In my name," right? Everybody see that? Now, remember, this goes right in line with Jesus's teaching in the book of Luke. He said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached how? In my name, right? Everybody know the name Jesus. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name. Now he's telling them how to get the power from on high, right? You shall, whatsoever you shall do what? Ask in my name. Jesus says, that will I do, right? Now, what did they need? They didn't need the baptism of the water. They didn't need that. They just said, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, right? This is what they needed. They needed the Holy Ghost. And the key to getting the Holy Ghost was to simply do what? Ask. Ask in his name, right? Now, remember, the human desire, if you look on your paper there, you see one of those bullets that says receiving the Holy Ghost, receiving the Holy Ghost. And you notice that second bullet, it says, I must desire to have Jesus do what? I got a desire to have Jesus live in me. A lot of people don't want the Lord to come inside of them because they still want to live like a secret sinner. They still want to get away with some things. They still don't want to feel convicted to have to do right. But according to this scripture, the scripture says the Holy Ghost is there for you if you want him, right? But you have to have a what? A desire. You have to have a desire. Now jump over to these. Everybody get one of those two verses there in Luke chapter number 11, 9 through 13, and then Luke 12. You all get them and y'all will read them for me. Luke 11, 9 through 13. Luke 11, 9 through 13.
Luke 11, 9 through 13. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given.
That's it. Now remember, the human desire. The human desire is manifested in three words. Luke is going to say what? Ask.
And it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek. Knock.
That's it. Ask, seek, knock. That's where your desire is manifested. The thing that the individual does what? Ask for, what he seeks after, and that word knock denotes persistence. Where are you showing consistency? Where are you showing faithfulness? Right? That's true. When you want somebody and you know they in the house, do you move? You stay right there. You stay right there and you bang. And if it's a family member or somebody you know, you say, well, no, if they ain't going to hear the door, I'll go to the window. And you bang on the window. That's what I do at my house. My crew knows I'll bang on that back door, but it's another door that separates that door. So sometimes they can't hear it. And if I ring the doorbell, sometimes they won't come down to the door. But if I go over to that window, and they hear that rattling of the window seal, then the dog get to barking. Dog is telling y'all somebody's out there, right? Knock, persistence, right? Ask, seek, and knock. Ask. What do you want Jesus to do for you? You got to ask him for it. You got to ask for the Holy Ghost. You got to seek after the Holy Ghost. You just can't show the Lord you want to be saved when you come to church. You just can't start seeking when you get on your knees. You got to be seeking all day long. You got to be seeking the Holy Ghost all day long. You don't have time for nothing else. Even though everybody may try to draw your attention into this or pull you over here or want to talk to you about this, when you're seeking after the Holy Ghost, Jesus becomes first. Jesus becomes the desire of your heart. You say, well, I'm not content until I receive Jesus. And that's when you're seeking after the Holy Ghost. I remember Mother Johnson was testifying that when she had joined the church that Sunday, she had made up her mind that she wanted to be saved. She tried to go to work the next day and couldn't work. She had to take off from work because she couldn't work, because she just wanted to be saved that bad. She wanted to be saved that bad. Now, I'm not telling you that that's what you'll have to do, but you've got to show the Lord that you want to be saved. You got to show the Lord Jesus, I'm seeking you, as Jeremiah say, not with some, but all of my heart. I'm giving you 100% of me. I'm not holding anything back. As sometimes people will say, well, you will seem like you're being fanatical when you're trying to tell me to cry out to the Lord or do this. I'm just trying to get you to be serious about being saved. I guarantee you, if your house is on fire and you wanted somebody to help you, you'll be yelling to the top of your lungs, help, help. You wouldn't be sitting up in no corner. Help. I guess y'all didn't hear me. I guess y'all don't understand what I want. You'll be yelling. You'll be trying to find a way out that house, right? Well, I'm trying to tell you, your body's going to be on fire. And your body, what's in your body? Your soul. And if you don't get that soul out of this body of death, you're going to burn up, right, with your body, right? That's the truth. If you don't get that soul out of this body of death, you're going to burn up right with your body. Everybody understand that? You gotta get your soul out of this body into a glorified body. You want to escape hell, you got to say, Jesus, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of sin. I don't want nothing to do with sin. I realize the wage of sin is death, and death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire. And in that lake of fire, you're going to burn both day and night forever and ever. This is serious. This ain't nothing to play around with. You got to want the Holy Ghost. You got to ask Jesus to save me. Jesus, come into my mind. Come into my life. Take control of my very being. I don't want to do anything that's not going to make you happy. I made up my mind. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to participate in anything that's not going to make you happy. Ask Jesus to come on the inside. Let him know that you're inviting him in with a willing mind. I'm not doing this against my will, right? I'm doing this because this is something that I realize I have to have. I have to have the Holy Ghost. In order to go back with Jesus, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to go back with the Lord. I don't care how much you come to church. I don't care how many gospel songs you sing. I don't care how much you read your Bible. I don't care how nice you are. Scripture says, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, right? You've got to have a made up mind that I have to have the Holy Ghost, right? That's the truth. I got to have the Holy Ghost. My life is incomplete without Jesus. My life is incomplete without Jesus. You don't need the opposite sex. You don't need more friends. You don't need to make more money. You don't need to get your family closer together. You need the Holy Ghost. Right? Huh? That's all I need is the Holy Ghost. Everything else will come to play. If I just seek the Holy Ghost first. Say you seek first the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not over here, over there. Kingdom of God got to be in you. Holy Ghost wants to come where? In you. How does it get in you? You've got to do what? Ask him. It starts with the asking. When you're down there calling on the name of Jesus, your soul should be asking Jesus to come on the inside. You don't just want to be saying it with your lips, Jesus, 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 but where is your mind at while you're asking? Where does your soul earnestly plead for Jesus to come down on the inside? I don't know what's going on the inside of you. I can only conclude one thing. When you get up off of your knees, you didn't give the Lord your all. Because if you get up off your knees without the Holy Ghost, the Lord is saying, I desire some other part of you. There's something that you're not giving me, right? And the Lord wants all of you, right? You'll seek me and find me when? When you search for me with what? It's a point in time in your life that you will reach when Jesus will come on the inside when you seek him with what?
All your heart.
Not some of you. God, give the Lord all of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We serve a jealous God.
Yes, we do. Hallelujah.
He's not willing to share that authority with nobody. Huh? He's not willing. He doesn't want that. He said, I gave you my all on that cross. And the least that you could do is take up your cross and follow me. Huh? Cross denotes a sacrifice. Y'all understand that? When the Lord is telling you to take up your cross and follow him, it denotes a sacrifice. It says that you're willing to sacrifice who you are to follow after Jesus. You can't follow the Lord effectively when you're still trying to hold on to yourself. That's why he tells you first to do what? Pick up the cross. Huh? He doesn't tell you to follow him first. He says, take up your cross and then do what? In other words, you got to be willing to make the sacrifice first. You got to be willing to lose yourself first. Right. Take up your cross and then do what? Follow Jesus. And he says the Holy Ghost is there for you.
Yeah.
But I can't go beyond your desire.
That's
right?
That's
ask and it shall be given to you.
And says,
seek and you shall find it. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. Keep going.
And now
y'all, everybody understand this? That's why I tell you, this is not a black and a white thing. This is not a black and a white thing. Lord told you in Luke, this is for all nations. The name is for all nations. Huh? You say, well, in Spanish, they don't say Jesus. They say Jesus. But the name is for all nations. Everybody understand this? That means if I go into a Spanish-speaking congregation and they want to be saved, they're going to be calling Jesus, 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 Jesus. Why? Because that's the name. The name is Jesus. In your language, you say, well, what in the world does Jesus mean? It means Jesus, right? And whosoever shall call upon the name, the name of the Lord is Jesus. Meaning you've got to call on the name of Jesus. Now, don't you go calling on Jesus because that ain't your language. You call him based upon your language. You call him based upon the way you speak, right? Come on, is this truth? And the Lord will manifest himself. Lord will manifest himself if you just respect his name, right? Anything you want out of heaven, you've got to ask in his name, right? And the Lord says, I will do it. Jesus said that, I will do it. Keep reading a little bit before.
Everyone that asks, it receives.
Yes.
He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
That's right. Keep going.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you,
yes,
father, will he give him a stone?
Yeah.
Or if he ask a fish, will he ask?
That means you got to be very selective. You can't play no games with Jesus. You can't cut no corners with Jesus. Jesus knows when you really want to be saved. He knows your motives. He knows the reason why you want the Holy Ghost. And the Lord ain't going to give you the Holy Ghost to satisfy your carnal appetite. Huh? Lord knows if you got a carnal agenda in the background. He's not going to give you the Holy Ghost. He didn't die to satisfy your carnal agenda. He died to save your soul from sin. That means you got to want the Holy Ghost to deliver you from sin. All of the sin that's in you. All of that wrong stuff that's in you. You got to want the Holy Ghost to show up in you. To go and bring a sledgehammer. Right? It said, and destroy all of the works. Not some of the works of the devil, but all of the works of the devil. You want the Lord to destroy it all. You want the Lord to come in and do a good cleaning inside your soul, right? That's why salvation start off with repentance. Huh? Repentance means you're willing to make a U-turn. That means I don't want to do this stuff no more, right?
No more. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to do this stuff
Jesus.
No more.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't want to think this way anymore.
Jesus.
I don't want to behave this way. Which way? The way of a sinner. Huh? The way of the sinner. What is the way of the sinner? All that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. This is not of the Father, right? This doesn't represent Jesus. A person ought to be willing to let all of this stuff go. In order for them to be saved, you've got to let all of this stuff go, right? I can't do that for you. You got to understand who you're working with. Jesus is a God that knows everything. He's not like Satan.
Everything.
Satan don't know everything. He tries to present himself as though he's wise, but he doesn't know everything. What don't the devil know? He don't know your thoughts. Everybody understand that? Satan can't get into your brain and know your thoughts. He can talk to you, but he don't know your thoughts. Only one know your thoughts is Jesus. Jesus says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try to reign. What is he talking about? He's talking about your thoughts. The inner being of who you are. The controlling portion of who you are. Your very existence. The Lord says, I'm the one that knows you. I'm a discerner of thoughts. And the intent or the reason behind what you're doing, right? I'm a just God, right? He's going to give you what you justly deserve, right? That's true. What you really want, the Lord will give it to you. Or to give you your heart's desire. That's right. Do y'all understand that? That means you can receive the Holy Ghost if you desire him. Huh? That's why your heart go out to your children. Because I realize I cannot put that desire in them. Huh? No matter how much I live before them, no matter how much I tell them about Jesus, no matter how much I show them the power of Jesus, I cannot put a desire in them. Huh? I can't put a want inside of them. They got to want this for themselves. Everybody understand this? I can pray till I'm blue in the face. I can preach till I'm blue in the face. I can have the word being rang out 24 hours a day. But if it don't get in that heart, if it don't get in that mind, if it don't start off with a desire, the word will fall on deaf ears, right? It'll fall on deaf ears. That's why the Lord said, you've got to desire this. And you got to be specific. Jesus, I want the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's right. What Ryder done told you. He says, if a son asks bread, any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Huh? That means I'm getting what I'm asking for. Oh, amen, Jesus. I'm getting what I'm asking for. If you ask for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you ask for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? He says, if ye then being evil. Does everybody understand that? What did the Lord call you? Evil. Huh? I know you want to hang on to that thing about my mom and my dad is so good. No, they're evil. Why? Because they were born in wickedness. Huh? And the only one that can bring a clean thing out of an unclean thing is Jesus. Huh? Jesus said, you bring your sins to me, though they be red like crimson, I'll make them white. Only one that can make a change in your life is Jesus. Huh? That means if your mom and your daddy ain't come this way, they've died in their sin. Huh? Come on, if your mother and your father didn't come this way, they died in their sin. You mean that they didn't join your church? No. I mean, come through the door. The door is Jesus. Jesus said, I am the door, right? Don't try to climb up another kind of way. You are a thief and a robber, right? You've got to come through Jesus, right? That's true. They ain't come through this door, they're a thief and they're a robber. And the Lord called them evil. Huh? But they were so sweet. The Lord said that they were what? Evil. If they being what? Evil. Know how to. That means just because somebody give you something good, it don't change who they are. Amen, Lord Jesus. Huh? I think we get so caught up in what people are doing that we forget who they are. They are the wicked, right? And the wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters cannot rest. Their lives bring up nothing but mire and dirt, right? There's no peace, saith my God. To who? That's the scripture, right? See, we get so caught up in what they give us that we associate what they give us with who they are. But the Lord say, no, you can be evil and still give good, right? Huh? Everybody heard what I did? Now, I didn't write that. Lord says you can be evil and still give what? Good. But that don't change who you are. That doesn't change who you are. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the what? Huh? The Holy Spirit to what? That's right. See, it starts off with the desire. You have to ask for the Holy Ghost. Everybody understand that? You got to be in a begging and a beseeching mode. Huh? Isn't that something? Like when I'm saying Jesus, what's in the back of my mind when I'm saying his name? What are you? Why are you down there calling Jesus? What is your purpose? What is your reasoning for being down on your knees saying Jesus? If you're not down there to receive the Holy Ghost, your coming is in vain. You're wasting your time, right? You have to ask for the what? The Holy Ghost, right? And the Lord will do what? He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you if you do just what? Ask him for it, right? Next chapter. Next, what is the next scripture I have there? Chapter number 12.
Chapter 12.
Yes.
Chapter 12, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, and it says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God.
Uh-huh.
And all these things shall be.
Ain't that something, saints? You got to put your life into into a sequence. Prioritize your life. Huh? I know we got a lot of stuff going on. I know a lot of stuff is going on, but you got to put Jesus first. You got to say, no, the Lord must be first. You can go home and the devil will try to reprioritize your life. You'll be fine when you ain't here.
Yes.
You say, Jesus, you're number one. Yes. But it seems like as soon as you get out those doors, yes, devil try to reprioritize your life. That's not Jesus. That's the devil. Huh? Yes. Devil will do that to you. Yes. But you've got to snatch your mind back and say, Jesus has got to be first. I don't care how the devil come left, right, up, down. Jesus has got to be first, right? But it's up to you, right? You got to make up your mind, right?
Jesus.
You got to make up your mind and say, no, Jesus has got to be first.
Jesus.
But seek ye first, and what? But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. In other words, no matter what's going on around you, put the Lord first. Seek Jesus first. Say, but Elder Scudder, you don't understand. This is going on in my body. But the rather, seek Jesus first. Y'all got that kind of mind frame? I don't care what's going on. Put the Lord first. Seek Jesus first, right? Desire the Holy Ghost more than anything else. Huh? You'll easily perform the word when you desire Jesus. When you desire Jesus, you'll easily do the word. But when you don't desire the Lord, the word becomes difficult to perform. Why? Because you got other agendas. You got other objectives that you want to be accomplished. Lord says, that's not how it works. I am your God, right? You are my follower, right? You follow behind me, right? In other words, Jesus got to be first. Even when you don't understand it, Jesus still got to be first. Even when it don't seem like it's going to work itself out, Jesus has still got to be first. Huh? Isn't that something? That Jesus got to be first. Huh? Verse number 32. In other words, don't be afraid. Huh? I know the devil is going to attack. I'm telling you right now, you're living in an environment that don't want you to seek Jesus. Everybody understand that? Your neighborhood don't want you to seek Jesus. Your family don't want you to seek Jesus. Your body. Huh? That's how this thing is personal. Your body, the thing you wake up and watch every day, it does not want you to seek Jesus. How you know that? Because you could be right in here while the word is going forth, falling asleep. Huh? And you be asking yourself, why am I going to sleep? Huh? What is wrong with me? Huh? What is wrong with this old body? It done got comfortable. Right? Huh? Nah. This ain't the time for comfort. This is the time for you to get your soul right. Huh? Come on, fear not. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the obstacles, right? I'm telling you, they're coming, right? I'm telling you, they're coming. They're going to come left and right. And the closer you get to Jesus, the harder that devil is going to fight you. Huh? But you got to have a made up mind. Huh? You got to have a made up mind. You're not going to let this stuff deter you. You're not going to let this stuff alter your course. You're not going to let this stuff cause you to have a pitfall. But you're going to stay focused, right? You're going to stay determined, right? Why? Because I've got to get Jesus. Only way you're going to get him, you've got to seek him with all of your heart, right? You can't lean to your own understanding. Can't do that. You can't do that. Right? Because you're wicked. You're evil. You stay to yourself long enough, the real you is going to come out. Huh? Real you is going to find a way to creep itself up in there. That bishop was preaching. I was recording the message the other day. And this was before when he was preaching this message, we weren't even advancing social stuff. Computers weren't even advanced as they are. But the Lord gave him a word about how all this technology is coming along and how it'll mess our minds up. And I think that that is so true. I believe that is so true. All of this stuff that is in your hand will mess your mind up. Why? Because you'll find time to do everything else but put Jesus first. I think if you want the Holy Ghost, you should cut it off. Huh? If you want the Holy Ghost, you need to cut that thing off. Cut that television off. Cut that phone off. Cut everything off and put your mind on Jesus. You say, well, Elder Scudder, don't seem like time is moving forward. But every stroke of the clock, every time you see that second hand going like this, it should be a beat in your brain saying, I got to be saved. I got to be saved. I got to be saved. Why? Because if I'm not saved, all of these seconds I'm going to spend in hell, right? All of these seconds I'm going to be in a burning flame, right? And my soul will be tormented, right? But it's up to you to not want that. You know people that have crossed over. You have loved ones that left this earth that did not have Jesus. And you need to know emphatically that if you do not have Jesus, the only place for you to wind up is in hell. I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much you want to be saved. It is up to them. That's what hurts the parents' heart. Because I know if the Lord calls and they're not saved, they're going to wake up in hell. Huh? And Jesus don't care who I am. Jesus don't care how much I've been living for him. That soul belongs to Jesus, right? And the Lord said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, right? I know that. I believe that. So therefore, I have to move. I have to move like the Lord said move. And how did he tell you to move? Fear not. Huh? Come on, they're going to threaten you. They're going to threaten you. They're going to bow guard and boast their faces up inside of you. They're trying to make you think that their numbers are so great. And you are all by yourself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Like you are all alone. Huh? That devil is powerful. He make you feel like you're the only one living for Jesus. But don't forget what the words say. Greater is he that is in you, right? That's what the devil don't want to happen. He don't want you to get the Holy Ghost where? In you. Why? Because you'll have the greater in you, right? You'll have the greater where? In you. I learned that a long time ago. The greater ain't in the numbers. That's what the world will tell you. World will try to tell you, well, the greater the numbers, the more powerful it is. No, it's not. That go against Jesus. Jesus faced death by himself. He walked up Golgotha, huh? All by himself, didn't he? Huh? That let you know you can do it if you got greater inside of you. He endured all of the spitting, huh? They spit on Jesus. They took a whip to his back, huh? They took a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They pierced his hand and his feet. And took a spear to his side. They stripped all of his clothes off. But he went through. And if he went through, you need that same power inside of you. So that you can go through, right? You can't do this without Jesus. You cannot do this without Jesus. He is your greater. Huh? Y'all understand that? Jesus is your greater. You can't do nothing without Jesus. He is your greater. That's why he's got to be what? In you. Greater is he that is what? In you. And he that is in. When the greater is in you and you desire the greater, when this stuff comes your way, the writer said you can go through it without fear. Huh? A lot of told you, fear not, little children. Oh, huh? Little flock. It is your father's good pleasure. Huh? You talking about being blessed? That's when you bless. That's when you bless. When you bless, when the Lord gives you the kingdom. Huh? You ain't blessed because you get no new house. You ain't blessed because you get no new car. You ain't blessed because you get no raise or no job. You blessed when you get the Holy Ghost. Huh? That's the only time you're blessed, right? You ain't blessed because you woke up this morning. Huh? There's other sinners out there that woke up. But you're blessed when you get the Holy Ghost. That's the only time you can consider yourself blessed. When you receive the Holy Ghost, right? It is the Lord's good pleasure to do what? To give you. Do y'all understand that? Holy Ghost wants to be what? Giving to you. You ain't got to fight for it. Holy Ghost wants to be given to you. All you got to do is just do what? Receive him. All you got to do is just receive him. Huh? I'm telling you, when you get down on your knees, lift up your hands.
Come on,
huh?
Jesus,
lift up your hands.
Come on, Jesus.
Lift up your hands. Get on your knees.
and lift up your hands. Jesus. Let the Lord know you want to receive him.
Huh?
I'm trying to tell you how to receive the Holy Ghost. The Lord's good pleasure to give you. Huh? God ain't going to give it to you against your will. When you so busy focusing on you. Oh, this is going on. Oh, my hands. Oh, my hands. Lord said, you don't want no Holy Ghost. Don't you know I was on that cross and I could not scratch my face? Huh? Don't you know I was on that cross and I could not relieve the pressure from my back? I had to go through, right?
Thank
you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Y'all understand this?
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you how to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
You got to get out of yourself.
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
You got to get out of yourself and put yourself on the cross. Let the Lord know, Lord, I'm here to sacrifice. I'm here to sacrifice. Though my knees are hurting, Lord, I'm here to sacrifice. I'm giving my all to you, right? Jesus. And don't stop crying and calling until you're endued with power from on high, right? Don't stop sacrificing until you're endued with what power? Everybody understand that? Don't you stop sacrificing until you are endued with what? Don't be satisfied until you know what came in you is greater than you. Don't you stop calling him until you know what's in you is greater than you, right? There ain't nothing to play around with.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why when the Lord loose your tongue, you say, hold up, my tongue is doing something I'm not in control of. I'm still trying to say Jesus, but my tongue is loose and my hands won't keep still. I try to keep my hand down and then my body start moving. You are out of control, right? Until greater gets inside of you, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Adam Scudder, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, yes, I do. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Because I got the Holy Ghost. I'm a witness. I know what the Lord will do for you. But you got to make the sacrifice. You're not going to get it just because you're here. Just because you showed up. Huh? You're not going to get it because you showed up. You're not going to get it because you're here. You got to make the sacrifice. You got to give the Lord everything he gave you. What he gave you? He gave you himself. Huh? When you look at the cross, you're looking at the greatest sacrifice that anybody could ever make for another human. Huh? And the Lord say, all I want you to do is love me back, right? All I want you to do is love me back, right? Isn't that the truth? That's truth. That's truth. That's truth. Come on. It looked like this is going to be a little while. Yeah, sell. Ain't that something? Fear not, little flock of yours. It's the Lord's good desire to give you the kingdom, right? Sell. Ain't that something? Sell what you have and give alms. Where's your treasure at? That's why you ain't got no problem giving. Because you realize this is nothing. Y'all understand this? Your bank accounts are nothing. Your pockets are nothing. Is it worth more than your soul? You got to ask that question, right? Is it worth more than your soul, right? Lord done told you, what are you willing to give in exchange for your soul? Is it worth more than your soul? Huh? Lord say, give it, give it. Lord say, let it go, let it go. Huh? Lord say, give it, give it. The Lord say, let it go, let it go. It's not worth your soul. Huh? Amen, Lord Jesus. Huh? That means, what if the Lord break my phone on my way home tonight? He's trying to tell you, you don't need it. Let it be broken. Let it be broken till you get your mind right. Huh? Why? Because I don't want nothing to separate me between Jesus. I don't want no wedge between me and Jesus. Jesus means too much to me, right? So you got to let that stuff go. Sell. Is that what the writer said? Sell. Sell that you have and give alms, right? Yes.
A treasure in the heaven.
Yep. Where no thief. Isn't that something? The Lord told you when you don't do what you're supposed to do, he'll tell you he will let the devourer get you. Ain't nothing more fun than the devourer getting what you got, right? And you know they don't belong there. Huh? But some kind of way, somebody left the door open. Huh? Somebody left the window unlocked, right? But I need the Lord to rebuke that devourer. Huh? Don't you need the Lord to do that for you? I need the Lord to see the devourer coming and rebuke that devourer. Huh? Why? Let him know that that is my child. That child is following behind me, right? That's the truth, isn't it? That's true. Read a little bit more.
Where your treasure is.
Where your treasure is. Everybody understand that? Don't run over that. Treasure means what is valuable. What is important to you. Huh? Lord says again, I said it before and I'm going to say it again. He's a jealous God. You can't put nothing before Jesus. He has to be first. Everybody understand that? He died to put himself first in your life. Sin was number one before. Sin was number one. But he said, Jesus, I'm going to remove sin out of the place of being number one, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to put me first, right? Isn't that a beautiful thing? I don't have to let sin rule. I don't have to let sin call the shots. I can give my life completely over to Jesus. I can get rid of all of the lust. I can get rid of all of the pride. And I can say, Jesus, you take control. Jesus, you have your way in me, right? Read me. Is that all of it?
And it says here, keep going 35-30.
I don't know what I have on the paper.
It says that your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord.
What? Who are we? We are people that are waiting for the Lord. Huh? Folks can tell you all day long you ain't got to come to church, but you come to church for a reason. I'm letting the Lord know I'm waiting on him. Didn't he tell you to be assembled together and do not leave Jerusalem, but wait until you are endued with power from on high? I gave you this promise, right? What promise did the Lord give you? He promised me a brand new body. And I'm not leaving this church until Jesus give me what he promised. But I had to make up my own mind to do that, right? I got to make up my own mind and say, I want this promise. And I'm not going to let nobody. Everybody understand that? Huh? I'm not going to let nobody take the promise from me. I don't care who they are. I don't care what they know. I don't care what they can give you. Don't let them take your promise, right? Jesus promised it to you. Isn't that a beautiful thing? He says, and ye yourselves like unto men that do what? Wait. For their Lord, right?
When he will return.
He is coming, son. Jesus is coming. Y'all got that in your mind? Jesus is coming. That's why you can't let sickness keep you out of church. You can't let this stuff keep you out of church. If you broke, just walk. Huh? Say, I ain't got no money. Walk. Walk. Show the Lord you serious about this. Y'all understand? Do y'all? I'm going to tell you all, if that van and everything break down, that don't mean church is going to be closed.
Right.
I'm going to just walk.
Right.
Now, you say, oh, Scott, well, what about me? You better start walking too.
Right.
Better put your walking shoes on and start walking. I'm going to have to walk for an hour. Show Jesus. Show Jesus he's worth it. Lord, you're worth my hour, right?
Right.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All the way.
Only you can do that.
You
have to have that kind of mind frame for yourself.
Amen.
I can't put that in you. You have to have that mind frame for yourself. I've been long places, but God knows if I wanted to get home, I had to walk. I remember my van broke down way down by the airport. That's right. Late at night, too. And I had to just say, I couldn't call nobody. I had no money for no cab. If I had money for a cab, I would have got my van fixed. But I didn't have no money. So Elder Scudder had to make it up in his mind. Well, you're here and your home is over there. Now, how you get there is up to you. Huh? I just started walking. Huh? We said, well, what about the foxes and the raccoons and the possums and the thieves? Jesus, let your blood cover me. And he did. Why? Because I'm still here, right? Ain't been bit yet. Ain't been bit yet. Huh? Ain't been robbed yet. Lord is just letting his blood cover me. I'm not telling you the desire ain't out there. If I know Satan, Satan wants to get me. Satan wants to rob me. Satan wants to point a gun in my face. Satan wants somebody to bully me because he wants me to be afraid to serve Jesus. Huh? But the Lord says, I'm with you. Even when you're going through the shadow of death, even when you're going down through the valley, I got a rod of protection right there for you, right? Huh? That's why you talk to some folk, especially you get up in age. You tell them I'm going to church. You ought not be going out to church that time of night. You going in your house all late like that. That lets you know they don't have no Jesus. And don't you let their fear become your fear. Huh? You be feeling good until you talk to them. Then after you finish talking to them, they make you stop thinking about stuff you never thought about. Huh? That lets you know it's the devil. This devil is real. Right? This devil is real. You ain't got to be doing all of that. Huh? You ain't got to be doing all of that. Huh? You know, it'd be time to pay your tithe. They'd be telling you, you ain't got to give your church all of that. You giving all of that to them. Hold up. First of all, the Lord gave this to me. All of this, the Lord gave to me, right? Huh? The Lord gave it to me. Now, I don't know who gave you what you got, but I know who gave me what I got. Huh? Huh? And when you know the Lord gave it to you, you realize it's not yours. It's not mine. I believe the song when they say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell. I'm dwelling in this world. That means I don't belong to myself. The things that I get, they're not my cars are not mine. The government say I got to put them in my name. But if I could put on that registration, Jesus' vehicle. Put the insurance in the name of Jesus, right? Why? Because he's the one keeping me, right? It would all be in the Lord's name. That's the truth. I would love to put on my resumes when I apply for jobs. I'm a pastor. I've been preaching Jesus for X, Y, Z, tarrying with the folk, preaching righteousness, sacrificing, doing this. But the man don't want to hear that. Say, you applying for a computer job. This ain't got nothing to do with no computers. Huh? That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on. Read a little bit more. I gotta let y'all go.
And that he awaits for the Lord when he will return from the west.
Yes.
And that he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him
immediately. Keep going.
Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh,
when he find watching. Everybody understand that? Huh? See how the devil will try to make you be afraid of a week of prayer. Huh? Y'all don't even remember when we came in this church, we prayed for a whole month. Every day, Sunday through Sunday. Even on Sunday evening, we came in here at 6 o'clock for prayer. For a whole month, for 30 days, we prayed. And we are we still here? We ain't pass out. Huh? You ain't lose nothing. You ain't lost nothing. But the enemy will try to put the what? The fear inside of you. Making you think you can. Huh? And you don't even do the math. You don't even do the math. Do the math, Elder Scott. What are you talking about? How much time you spend on your job? Huh? Most of you work 40 hours a week. That's 8 hours you work on your job. Huh? That's 8 hours you work. And then those that don't work, well, you may not work. Well, what are you doing not doing a day? Not sitting around, just sitting watching the television, watching this program after that program. You know the whole television guide. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know the guide. The guide of the television is what time the program comes on and what it goes off. That means you know that whole television program for that channel, right? You know every commercial. Who my commercial queen? Have you seen this commercial, Elder Scudder? Have you seen that commercial, Elder Scudder? Did you see that commercial, Elder Scudder? Yeah. It didn't get in your brain by mistake. You watched it, right? And you probably saw it a couple of times so that you can remember it, right? So that means you spent time doing something, huh? But when it comes time to pray, we're going to get on our knees for an hour, a whole hour. What y'all going to be doing for a whole hour calling on Jesus? We're going to be calling Jesus for a whole hour? You watch them folk on that tube for 2 and 3 hours. Avatar was a good movie, wasn't it? I liked Avatar. Y'all know the new one is going to be 3 hours long. 3 hours. But I guarantee you them folk will sit right up in there. They ain't not going to even pay attention to the clock. Huh? Whole 3 hours gone. Look at the casino. I was telling my wife, that's why they got Dave and Buster's. Saints, be careful when you take your children to Dave and Buster's. As my wife got revelation while she was in there, they're trying to set them up to be good casino players. Because ain't nothing in there but a bunch of flashing lights and no windows. They're trying to get your children brainwashed that this is fun, right?
Amen.
But then when they get old, they get older, 18, they walk from Dave and Buster's right over to Casino Live. Huh? Ain't getting no tickets and no tokens this time. We getting money, right? Huh? You've been brainwashed, right? Now, I ain't trying to tell you don't go to Dave and Buster's. You can enjoy yourself. But be understand, this is the world system, and it's trying to get your mind focused on entertainment, right? And then when it comes time to do something for your soul, you get an attitude. Go to Dave and Buster's, spend all day long. Somebody say, okay, children, it's time to stop Dave and Buster's. It's time to go pray. Then they falling asleep. Call Jesus. They be knocked out. Good sleep. Then time prayer over with. Can I get a water ice? Can I have a bag of chips? Can we run around the church? Got all the energy in the world, right? That's children. But what about these adults? Huh? You testify, Elder Scott, I'm so tired. I'm so worn out. You get home. What time did you go to bed? 3 o'clock? 2 o'clock? But we just left church. You remember, you were on your knees. You were saying, I'm so tired. You kept yawning, right? Can't wait till I get home so I can get in that bed. What you say if I couldn't sleep? Well, I started watching this movie. Started doing this. You don't even realize the devil is setting you up. Huh? Lord told you, you couldn't even watch with me for what? 1 hour? And the Lord done told you, though, come on, I didn't quote it wrong. What did the book say? Verse number 38. And if he shall come in the second watch. Is that y'all? Did y'all get
that? Blessed are those servants of the Lord find coming.
Watching. Watching, right? Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them.
Keep going.
And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants.
Those are the people that are blessed. Mm-hmm. You got a mind to serve the Lord. You got a mind to want Jesus to come down on the inside of you and dwell. You just don't want to be a Sunday saint. You don't want to be a person that just serves the Lord when it's convenient for you. The Lord is looking for you to sacrifice your whole life. Everybody understand that? Holiness is a way of life and living. Lord wants you to sacrifice your whole life. He wants to change everything about you. He wants to get glory out of your life. He wants to be exalted in you. He wants others to see Jesus reigning in you as you walk down the street. You go to your mailbox, Jesus wants to show up so other people will see you picking up your mail. Jesus wants to show up when you're taking care of your yard and your home. He wants to show up when people do wrong things in your yard, on your sidewalk. He wants to show up. He doesn't want you to get out there and cuss and fuss. Somebody dropped something. Excuse me, sir. You dropped this on the ground and they cut you up. Man, so what? You pick it up. Go on and go pick it up then. That's a hard pill to swallow, but pick it up. But who will be glorified? Jesus will. You going out there. I don't know who you talking to. Who you think you talking to, man? You know, like our new cousins. Ain't nothing between us but air. Right? That was bold talk. Yeah. That was a tough talk. What you mean? That thing was sounding good. Ain't nothing between us but air. But that's not the Lord's pleasure. The Lord don't want you to live like that. The Lord doesn't want to see how fast you can swing your fist. Huh? You don't want to see how much you can take or how much damage you can do to another person. Huh? All the years that I've been saved, I haven't had to ball up my fist once. If I did ball it up, it's because I wanted to. Thank the Lord I ain't got no mind to want to do that. I don't. I don't like to see, you know how these people have these videos of people fighting? I don't like to see that. Some people find those things pleasurable. When they see people fighting and hitting and knocking people out, and they say, oh, he knocked them out with one hit. Oh, man, one hit. Do you know that person could be dead? I don't want to see stuff like that. That doesn't give me joy. That doesn't give me excitement to see another person hurt. But that's the attitude of the world. And you got to be careful that you don't follow that same path, right? All right, y'all close up. I'm done. It's 1 o'clock. We'll get you more into this next week. We must. Everybody got that understanding? We must. Jesus commanded this, saints. Key word from that text verse, Jesus commanded this. He did not say receiving the Holy Ghost was optional. He commanded that you receive it. He commanded that you do what? Wait for him. He commanded that you ask in his what? That's right. There are no substitutes. There are no substitutes. Don't you create one and don't you accept one. Mm-hmm. Lord wants you to ask in his name. Amen. And he will do what? Give it to you. Everybody understand that? I think we're not understanding that principle. You don't have to work for it. The Lord will do what he will give you, the Holy Ghost. You don't have to tarry for years and years and years. Lord wants to give it to you. But what is your attitude while you're asking him? Where is your mind at? What level are you at on your sacrifice? Have you deconstructed your cross? Have you tore your cross apart and made the wood of the cross light so that you can carry it? Huh? Y'all know that the cross was heavy. But then you have the ability to cut it down, right? And you cut a little piece off and grab and say, oh, I got the cross. The Lord said, no. You don't have it all. You cut off a piece of it and left a portion of it back there. But the Lord will say, what is that cross, Elder Scudder? Talk about that cross, Elder Scudder. The Lord said, I'll break the cross down for you. Unless a man is willing to forsake his what? Mother? Father? Sister? Brother, houses, land, and even himself, right? You're not fit. You're not fit to be my disciple, saints. So consider that. When it comes time for prayer this week, be willing to make the sacrifice. Be willing to make the sacrifice.